The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Welcome you to Motivation and Muscle, streaming radio 24/7. Today is the 8th of May, 2017. Go out to Fiorello Barbell Company and look at our brand new product, the Winner's Circle. This is 12 modules that I put together. It starts right from the beginning with philosophy of mine into the mental trajectory that we need to think like. Thick bar training, sandbag training, stone training. I have an arm course there that's not your typical arm course with using other movements other than directly hitting the biceps, obviously. High shrugs, power rack training, dead stop power rack training. Let me think, is there anything else? There's iron boots. When you see this course I'm giving you in the iron boots, it's insane. This by far is our beginning product at $247, and I'll tell you right now, you get 12 of the material. Everything is verbal, obviously, to me. It's going to take you right through so many things, and we're going to be adding more and more onto. In fact, this week, it looks like if we can get a day where it's not raining here, I'm going to go out and do some filming. I want to do the quad tri dead stop squat I've been telling people about. We're going to do a few other things, but we're going to be adding new modules on. It's not going to be month to month. It might be every couple months, but this is going to grow into a huge library. And I'll tell you this, we are going to do a thing called the video vault, but we can't do anything right now until we get some other things moving. Wait to see this video vault we're doing. We've already hooked up with Martin Janzic, who, in my opinion, is one of the best stone lifters in the world. We are going to be hooking to his site that he just put up with his historic stones. And the vault's going to be in there and many other things. We are going to take all these things and push them out all over, because if you've been paying attention to what's been going on here, more and more people are linking up via stone-wise and sandbag-wise, and we're going to get into this more and more. Secondly, go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. We got our good friend Douglas Graham on here with us today, and I believe he's done one or two shows with me prior to this, and we hope to build a big catalog with Douglas down the road, obviously. But go out and look at right now to date, we have 680 podcasts in a little over 2 years. When I spoke to Blueberry that manages all of my material, the guy was like in awe. He goes, I can't believe you got that many already in 2 years. I said, I've worked real hard to build this brand. That's why they're there. So the quality is all over the place. Also, too, as I've talked about in every show, we are looking for donations to the company, especially Motivation and Muscle. It's a lot of money to run this show, and we are at a very tight string right now building this company so we can still stay alive. So anything you would give would be highly appreciated. I mean, this is top-notch programming here, and we're going to keep getting it better and better. As I said, we want to be around with you for 30 years, and that is no bull, and that's what we need to do. So if you'd like to donate, you can go out to my PayPal account at FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.R.com. We are looking for donations this month of $1,000. We're going to keep raising money as we keep growing and become more proficient with money and solvent. That's what will happen. So go out there and check all that out. And I think that's it for right now. Like I said, we have Douglas Graham on with us today, and I'm going to give you a little information on this gentleman. Number one, he's an expert in kettlebells, maces, clubs, and powerlifting. And if you are paying attention, he's introduced stone lifting now into his repertoire. And we're going to talk about, you know, a lot of people use the terminology never say die, but we're going to give you reasons why you want to keep on going, and we'll phrase things the way we want to do it, and we're going to talk about stone lifting and all those good things. Douglas, welcome back to the show, my friend.
Really happy to be here, Eric. Thanks for having me on again.
It's my pleasure, my friend. Anything I missed with your bio, give it out, your website, obviously, and we'll get started, my friend.
No, nothing really. Eric, I suppose the only thing missing from the repertoire is my martial arts side.
Okay.
I've been studying that for many, many years. I mean, since I was a doorman for 13 years. So
okay.
What I do is based very much in practicality.
Yeah.
As I like to say, martial art in its kind of purest form, shall we say.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about that mindset. You know, where, you know, I know that that's cliche, people like to use that, but anybody that's doing anything physical, and all goes through the mental and spiritual, you know, because there's no way you can't connect the three together. What is it you see as a trainer, is anything that you're into, obviously, and you're into many things, is there a consistent theme you see with people that get kind of disgusted, maybe been not... have had bad moments in the gym with trainers, et cetera, et cetera. What do you see that's a constant with that, and how do you look to break them out of that when you speak with people and work with people?
Well, the constant I see with that is that it's an education thing with people. There's a lack of education, Eric.
Yeah.
Meaning that, you know, they go to these gyms, these trainers, whatever, and they're just essentially put through the motions.
Yep.
But what people need is to be actually educated, because there's, you know, there's a deep, deep, very long biological history, shall we say, of the human race.
Yeah.
And although, as I like to say, one of the things I always say to clients is, you know, society has evolved, but our biology has essentially stayed the same. That
yep.
hasn't changed. So what people are missing, and what I constantly see is, with most people anyway, is the kind of light that goes on when you educate them to the fact that, you know, our everyday health and well-being is not about that commercial projection of
yeah.
just beating yourself into the ground.
Yeah.
It's and again, with the never say die thing, it's a very abused saying. So when these people are educated and they understand that it is perfectly within their control, it's not in the hands of someone else. It's not in my hands to make you, you know, mentally, physically, whatever it is, stronger, you know. So once you educate them and give them back control, it's a great change. But mostly that's what I see coming in. Is miseducation or lack of education really is the main problem. Like a great example very quickly would be just one of my clients brought his wife in the other day to see me. Back problems, desk job. Now, as I said to her jokingly, I was like, when she walked out, I was like, there you go, you're not walking like the back of Notre Dame anymore. I mean, she literally came in all twisted, left shoulder was literally at least 3 inches higher than the right, and the neck was compensating for it, you know. And I'm like, right, okay, so you sit at a desk, you look to your left, and you cross your right leg over your left, and she's like,
yeah, right.
You know, so you know, it's explaining to her, listen, there's actually nothing wrong with you. There isn't anything wrong with you.
Right.
We just have to, you know, fix your structure and straighten it out. That's another common theme with people, you know, like the bone structure and the musculature doesn't actually sit correctly. This is why my knees crack all the time. Well, that's because, you know, things are all out of alignment.
Yep.
And a big part of what we have to do biologically as human beings is keep all that in line. You know, like when we walked out our cave and hung from a branch to decompress our spine in the morning, you know, gravity takes its toll. So you decompress your spine, you let the discs absorb moisture, just these really simple things.
Yep.
So you give them these very simple tools, and also the mentality to understand that, no, there isn't really anything wrong except modern living.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, your body's strong, your mind is strong. You just need to learn how to cope with it in today's society.
Well, you know, a lot of it is mainly we're made to move, and most of the stuff we do now is sitting on your behind in front of a keyboard and a computer screen, and that is going to make you suffer over time if you're not doing anything. I mean, I'm guilty of it too. I have to do it with my business. When we're done with this show today, I've got stuff all afternoon. Within the hour mm-hmm. and a half, I'm going to be out doing some very serious back work, which I've gotten into heavily for stones and sandbags, because if you've been listening to the show, there's kind of a thing running around out there due to Martin Janzik's with talking to me that, and I started, and I've made it public where, you know, Martin is of the belief if you can clean, lap, and press a 200-pound sandbag, you can lift any stone in the world. So Clint Darden just did it. Jason Gillen has done it. Yeah. So everybody's starting to jump on the bandwagon. But I'll tell you something I'm doing right now, Douglas, and this all goes with that whole mental idea of everything, and it goes for all of us. Just because you've been lifting a few decades and you've done some great things, we're never going to learn everything we need. And I'm the kind of guy that loves to just go out and explore new stuff with training and not afraid to fall on his face in front of anybody, because you know what? If you're worried about public opinion, you're never going to get anywhere, and that's a big thing when we say never say die. But right yep. now, some of the things I'm doing, and I know you'll be interested in this, because if anybody hasn't gone out and looked at Douglas or friended him on Facebook, you should do that. Another thing he's added to his arsenal, obviously, he's stone lifting now. When I saw him doing it, I was like, son of a gun, man, I'm so glad to see this too now. And, you know, I've been doing an awful lot of studying for a while as of late, especially with when you're talking upper body with traps, when you're talking about those great two Roman columns that go right to the top of your butt crack, basically. You know, as we all call them, you know, boa constrictors. You know, they're basically for everybody. It's a spinae erector, okay? Okay, now, I've come up with this whole contention of this, and I found some very old articles through the old Perry Rader Iron Man, and it always talked about, you know, the different Soviet bloc lifters, this, that, and the other thing, how they're putting, they just couldn't figure out how these guys are doing this. Of course, I've heard from numerous people, well, they just had the better steroids. Well, maybe yes, maybe no, but here's the deal. If that was the truth, then anybody could have done what these guys did. There had to be some form of training in here. And one of the biggest things that they found was that these guys train their spinal erectors like nobody they've ever seen before. And if you go back and study and read a lot of the literature and information on this, you're going to find this. Now, I can't guarantee this to everybody, but it's been proven over and over again. The bigger they are, the stronger they are, there's not much you can't lift. Now, I'm going to have to boldly say, I'm putting it right to the test right now with everything. I am focusing on these three different lifts so much right now, I'm going to go out and do them today. Obviously, I'm not neglecting the other stuff, but right now, this is the center of everything. And we're going to see what happens in the next 4 weeks just on build of everything, whether it's the lats, the erectors, the traps. And we're going to put it to the test, obviously, and see what we're going to lift, clean, lap, and put overhead, and keep going from there. And that's one of the things when we say, you know, they use the mentality, never say die. Well, that is true in a lot of aspects. But when you're practicing that style, let's just say that belief, that verbiage you're putting out, that's all well and good, but you also got to know a number of things, in my opinion. I'll get right to you with your comment, Douglas, is this. Number one, you have to be very astute to what you're doing. If you're going to go out and go after, we're just going to use stones, for example, because it's very easy to relate this to everybody. Say you want to go to Iceland and lift the Husafell, or say you want to go on the trek of rogue fitness that Martin and Bill Crawford and Stevie Shanks and all those guys did. Or say, like with Martin and I, where we want to go over to Wales, too. It's going to take, yes, a never say die attitude, but it's going to take an attitude where you're very smart about doing things. So if something's bothering you, okay, what are we going to do? We're going to back it off. We're going to change the movement, et cetera, et cetera. How are we going to recover from this type of beating? Because that's what it is to a point. But what I found with this type of training, more than anything, you've got to know when to let off it. And by that, I mean, if you're scheduled for an hour workout, you do and do and do until you get to a point. And this is where I've gotten very smart with things, Douglas, is I don't ever go over the threshold. And if I feel that I don't have what I have that day that I wanted, we're going to back it right off. And there's a very good chance we might not even complete the workout. And now people are going to sit there and listen and say, what do you mean don't complete the workout? Let me tell you something I learned from an old lifter named Craig. I'm talking probably 25 years ago, a guy from when I talk about the YMCA. He used to say to me, leave the gym with your best lift, your best mentality. Never go over it and never exceed yourself mentally, because you're not going to have it for the next one if you do. So that's one of the main things right now I'm focusing on. But take it away. Comment on anything like that, my friend.
Yeah, well, the erector spinning, of course, is extremely important.
Yep.
Like you say, if you've got a strong erector, then you've got the ability to lift pretty much anything if you know how to use your body.
Yep.
Like I say to folk, your arms and legs are peripherals.
Yep, they are.
So, you know, it's what you do with the rest that's more important. So, you know, to the extremes, it's very important, but even bringing it back down to ground level.
There you go.
And
yep.
I can use that. Again, that lassie from the other day, I said, there's nothing wrong with you. It's just what's going on at your work and what you do 7 hours a day, 5 days a week, or yeah, 8 hours a day, whatever it is. I was like, the only thing we need to fix is we need to strengthen a few things, mm-hmm, that have become weak and lazy. And, of course, the most important one for us is our erector spinning.
Yeah.
It's the spinal erectors in the back that you were talking about. It's such an underdeveloped, almost completely gone muscle,
yeah,
in today's society,
yeah,
along with you know, the hip drive from the glutes and stuff like that. It's just it's pretty much non-existent.
No,
it's non-existent.
Yeah, you're right. And you know what it is too, Douglas? A big thing is, you know, really, especially I'll just say with the United States here, you know, we don't have to walk to people's houses anymore. And I'm talking, you know, maybe a quarter of a mile walk, all right? We don't have to do that, mm-hmm, really anymore. We get in a car and go. We don't have to go out. Some people still hunt, obviously, but everything is there for you. I mean, for God's sake, here, you don't have to even get off the couch because you can order everything on your phone. Now, that's a mentality you got to be. I mean, I could never do that. I'm sure you can't do it. But you know what? It's what's happened here in the United States is not only has it got super lazy, but society-wise, it's very much more accepted now. And I'm going to lay one more thing on you. I'll go right to you. We do a couple things here, and I'm going to relate it to two things. We do a tribute to, we call it the hard hat workout. And what it is, it's a tribute to the older, more machine-style people using the hands, you know, obviously farmers, you know, ditch diggers, anything like that. Big, strong, powerful hands working mechanically all the time. And what we do is I have stones here from, I don't know, probably 50 pounds up to about 450, other than the ones I can load, the steel with shot and everything that go to 600. So we'll take a certain amount of stones, it might be 15 of them, and it could vary, like I said, to the 450 outside. And say we're going to mark off 15 feet, and you've got to move 15 stones as fast as you can. Now, most people say 15 stones, that's not a big deal. It is a big deal because we're picking out the stones you're going to move. So your stones could be very, very heavy. They could be a 50,
oh,
they
yeah,
could be 150, they could be a 350, okay? Now, I'll tell you
right now. It's a different animal altogether.
It's an animal, right, and you got to stack them all in a pile. And here's the greatest thing. You got to bring the pile back to where everything was originally. Now, I'm going to tell you, for as many stones as I've lifted, I can get to a point where all I'm going to be able to do is roll them or drag them. Now, think about this. You've moved, let's just say total, you're going to move 30 stones. Let me tell you something. You're on your face. I don't care who you are. You will get used to it, but it is brutal. And how you go on your face again is we move it another 5 feet. So, you know, technically my driveway is 95 feet. If we wanted to, we could do 95 feet with 15 stones and 15 back, and you'll wish you were dead after you did that, all right? But my whole point to this stuff is this. Is it's building a type of tenacity, mental tenacity, and strength in your body that I know there's an awful lot of things out there to do, but we got into this the other night, and I'll tell you right now, I wish I knew when I started the whole idea of being able to clean a sandbag or a stone off the ground and just walking with it, with your arms wrapped around it. I would have been such a better athlete, I guarantee you, knowing that. Now I know all that, and I can educate anyone that comes to me with it and train them with that stuff. But even being in this stuff for a few decades here, it is so damn exciting to me. And I think that's what the whole thing we're talking about here is. Yeah, you might go in with that attitude of never say die. And you have to have that attitude where you're going to be very smart about what you do. But I think something that brings you to the next level is getting into something new that really puts its teeth into you and you into it. And the next thing you know, man, you're doing even bigger and better things. So go ahead, take it. Comment on anything.
I'll start with the stones. We'll start where we left off there. I mean, yeah, anyone that hasn't done them, obviously, doesn't quite realize how much of a different animal they are.
Oh, yeah.
They're number one, they're very humbling.
Yep.
If you want to look at it that way, they're very humbling. Like all of a sudden, picking your own body weight up off of the ground isn't so easy anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, actually for the first time in a while, I went and lifted some heavy steel with an old training partner. And you know, you're up and you're deadlifting three figures for reps.
Yep.
You know what I mean? On a bar. But, you know, put a stone down in front of you that's even close to your own body weight and depending on shape and stuff like that, and yeah, it's a whole different animal.
Yeah.
A whole different animal altogether. There's no isolation whatsoever when it comes to stones. This is, and it's not just because it's historic in Scotland and all that kind of thing. It's I'm a very functional guy. If there's not a real functional application for it, then it won't really hold my interest. It's been that way since I started out in martial arts, you know.
Yeah.
There is no isolation with stone lifting, especially once you get it up to the chest.
Yeah.
And then if you press it, there's, you know, literally every single muscle in your body is being taxed. Just lifting one decent weight of stone up to your shoulder with one rep will get your heart pounding.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So it is really done properly, safely, with the right progressions. It's an extremely functional movement and such a great and fun workout because it goes to the brain. It's not just a body thing, you know.
Yeah.
It's very much a mental aspect to it as well. And that's the kind of, that's the clincher for me. That's the clincher for me. And looking forward to doing this workshop with Martin.
Yep.
It's kind of, as far as I'm aware, it's the first of its kind where there'll be a bit of education for folk on the historic stones, and then we'll be picking the stones out of the burn, weather permitting.
Nice.
Hopefully everyone will pick their own stones. I've actually not mentioned this to Martin. I might possibly have in the past, but I'd even like to create hopefully a modern stone of strength.
Yeah.
Get Martin to... Yep. Pull a monster out of the burn, and then, you know, we can sit it there and folk can come and see if they can lift it.
I think that's an awesome idea because, you know.
Oh, I'd love to do that.
You know, even back in the day, and I want to do that here, they used to have those big dumbbell challenges too. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You'd walk up and there would be this monster sitting there, and it was like either you're going to pick it up or you're not. See, this is what I like, Douglas, about all this stuff, like a dumbbell or a stone. That's what's the attraction to me, and that's what it's always been, is this. Either you lift it up or you don't. There's no excuses. Yes. Okay. There's no excuses yet. You can get kind of mangled up, hurt the forearms a little bit, the fingers, things of that nature. We hope you never drop it on your foot, but that's happened too. But you know what it is? It creates this style of brain in you that I've never met up with anything that has ever touched me off the way a stone does. It's a certain thing that, you have to really go out and explore it to really understand what I'm saying is when you go and you make contact with that stone, especially if it's a very famous stone, there's going to be things going on in you that you've never experienced before. I mean, I'm talking from my end, and it's a hell of a feeling whether you pass, fail, or, you go back to it another day. There's quite a feeling of exuberance. There's quite a feeling of a different style of strength. You hit it right on the anvil when you said, I'm going to pick my body weight up, and it feels totally different. That's a funny thing because a lot of big lifters that I know, even people have come over here, have been highly humbled by a stone. And these people are 6'7". We've got even over an 800-pound deadlifter that comes over to my house. A 240-pound stone that it'll come off the ground. They might get it to the lap, but that's the end of it. Now, these are not small people. These are strong, strong athletes with the traps and everything. But it's just such a different voyage to put something out in front of you like that and wrap your arms around it. We're talking anything here, natural stones, Atlas stones, Husafell stones, all that. But let me ask you this question and comment on anything. But I want to ask you something because this all sinks in with what we're talking about today. Like I said in the beginning, if you're not friends with Douglas, you should friend him. And go out and look at some of the stone stuff he's already accomplished. I was very impressive, and he goes out and he's kind enough to put it out on my page, Etched in Stone, which is dedicated to anything strength. It doesn't have to be just stone. We like anybody in here. And I saw him doing these different things, and I'm like, son of a gun, this guy now is going and starting to do some really cool stone lifts. In fact, you just had one up a couple days ago. Let me ask you this. What kind of got your heart beating again for the stones? I mean, and I didn't know if you were doing them off camera, and maybe you were, correct me on that, but what got you so jacked up with doing stones now?
Oh, well, you're going to love this answer, Eric. It was your show.
Thank you. I appreciate that,
it was
that,
your
man.
Show.
Thank
Actually,
you.
It was. I think I mentioned it in the last podcast is when I listened to you and Martin speak, and it was talking about, getting the stone to fit to your body and stuff like that. And I said I'd done some stone building myself, and I've looked at stones like that, but never when it came fitting them together, fitting them to my body and with the point of lifting them, no. Not like that. So yeah, it was your show that helped connect me to that. You'll be happy here, and also helped me to connect with Martin, where we're now going to start launching this workshop. So
I think that's great, man.
Well done to you. Well done to you.
Thank you.
Connection is an important thing, and it's definitely something you're helping to breed. Actually, that segues quite well into what you're saying about nothing's quite, went the way the stones have touched you and you connected with it. That in principle is one of the most important parts of the Never Say Die attitude. It is finding and connecting with movement. That's what we're missing in this modern sedentary lifestyle that's just getting more and more convenient. So we need to find ways to connect to one of the two biggest things I believe that we lack, which is illuminated consciousness and connection to our bodies and movement, awareness, body awareness. So finding something you can connect with. The first thing with me was actually the mace. Even long before I ever had a mace, I watched on YouTube when I was going through some of my studies when I first got into clubs, steel clubs. And I found this video of some dude, some little kushti wrestler in India, and he was just, he started with a 5 kilo mace, and right up to 25 kilos, he was just repping it out, single arm swings. So hence why the single arm swinging that big mace ever since I saw that video.
Yep.
Even for years and years after. I mean, this was probably about 10 years ago I first saw that video, Eric. And it just never left me, ever.
Yeah.
Just watching this wee guy just take that and just use his whole body to... Man, it was so impressive. So that stuck with me. So when I was pulling out the 16 and I managed to start single arm swinging that, it was kind of almost a very long-awaited achievement for me. So that was my first connection, and that's something that really helped to drive me, even, like I say, without even having a mace.
Yep.
So finding that connection is really important, but it's doing it for the layman, if you want to call it that, for the person, ordinary person that isn't like us and doesn't look at movement and exercise, whatever you want to call it, the same way. It's not physical culture for them. It's using the term you love.
Yep.
They're not into physical culture as such, but what they do need to do is be connected to movement. So coming back to like what I said earlier about giving people the tools and the knowledge to understand. So, you know, wiggle your toes, circle your ankles, you know, wiggle your arms about your fingers, actually just, you know, sit and think about it. Think about the way you sit, think about the way you move. You don't have to be pressing a 40 kilo kettle above your head. You don't even have to be lifting a solo ground. Maybe you're not into that. That's fine. But we do have to connect to our body and stay connected, keep all those neural muscular pathways open. It's just so important, and we allow ourselves to be switched off.
Oh, I agree. Wow.
And I find it extremely important, and probably the most important part of my job is to switch these people back on. My most extreme case was probably, and he won't mind me mentioning him, is Stuart. He was pretty extreme when he came to me. He could barely walk through the door. He couldn't lie on the ground without being in pain. He was in 7,500 milligrams of painkillers a day. Now, we're talking a young, strong guy, you know, and he's just physically broken, and it was breaking him mentally. And one of the first things I was able to tell him was, you're actually a really strong person. You know, I can see it, but your structure is buckled.
Yeah.
So, as I like to describe it, what I essentially did is if you imagine he was just putting a torture rack and straightened out.
Yeah.
That's essentially what we did with him. And unbeknownst to me at the time, actually, after 6 weeks, it wasn't late till later on he told me this. After 6 weeks, he was off all his painkillers completely.
Oh, that's awesome.
And they had him on some serious stuff. So, you know, although I've always had faith in what I do and the mentality, the never say die attitude, which is what I employ with everyone, Stuart was just a huge confirmation for me.
Yeah.
Also because he works for a profession, a big Scottish football team, soccer team, one of the Premier League teams. And he'd been in with our top physios and sports scientists and hydrotherapy and all that, who were all... Well, I don't really know what any of them were doing, to be honest, but this has been going on for a long time. But all it was missing was the power and the knowledge to know if he applied himself, then he could fix it.
You're right, because
Every day, he plugged away, and wow, just wow, you know.
Well, I congratulate you for that. That's excellent work, because you know what else you probably did for him more than anything? You gave him the confidence to live his life again. See, people...
Oh, yeah, he's doing really well now. Yeah, it's so good to see.
Yeah, people don't realize, you know, I say this at the end of the show, you know, five words can change your life. There's people that are just dying to have somebody tell them that they're good, that, you know, that you can accomplish this. That's even more important than taking somebody out in the backyard and teaching them how to use a sandbag. Maybe they've been fed garbage for so long now they believe it. And you and I both know.
Starts at a young age.
Absolutely. And we know that there's a lot of people out there that don't want to see others succeed, and they laugh at them when they fail, or they tell you, well, I told you so. You got to be bigger than that and bigger than them to continue, because if you're going to have that attitude of never say die, you're going to have to go through an awful lot of fires, believe me, to get to where you want. I'm living proof of it right here. The business is hanging by a thread right now. You know, you could go either way with everything, and this show is getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and we're just at that point now where what's hurt me more than anything is – people that supposedly came in here that could do the job that couldn't, and financially that will crush you eventually. But on the flip side of the coin, we finally got two people now that can do it. It took seven people to go through, but we're right where we are. So every day you strive to get ahead, because, you know, like yourself with Martin, you know, Martin invited me over to Scotland, and I want to get over there this year and lift stones. We were going to meet in Iceland because he's never lifted the Húsafell, and then obviously go to his homeland, and then he wanted to go to Wales. So, you know, there's a lot on my docket and a lot on my agenda, because I can't even imagine the shows we could do over there and the people we're going to meet up with. I mean, that right there will be a documentary on itself. I mean, we'll go to gyms, and possibly people that are on the show will be able to interview. You know, like, I want to go over and meet Charlie Oliphant big time, you know, and he's in the vicinity where we can see his 400-year-old castle they live in, and away we go. There's just so many good things out there. You know, and that's the thing with all this stuff. I think stones and everything else, like what we like to do, just connects so many people. And I know the show, like yourself with Martin, we have connected so many people to each other. And this is kind of like a big funnel everyone's going through and hooking up. I couldn't be happier. And we're putting more and more things on the map, and that's the beauty of being able to do a radio show. And, you know, when we get to that point, Douglas, when we are going to be a national radio show, I want to literally have a live call-in show at some point. Imagine you have a panel of, say, it was me, you, and Martin on, and people can call in, whether it's about maces, stones, conditioning. Can you imagine what those shows would be like?
Brilliant.
Think about
that.
There's
only two podcasts I listen to, and that's this one and the Joe Rogan.
Okay, yep.
Although I don't listen to the Mixed Martial Arts podcast, I like to listen to the good info that's on it, various brilliant guests that he has. But yeah, it's an awesome podcast, and it's already doing, you know, some great stuff.
Yeah.
Getting some great messages out there.
And that's
Eric,
a good idea.
You know? Well, and one thing about it is it's consistent in its message through every single show as well.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of the really, really important things about it.
We don't let up here, and you know that, and it just gets wilder and wilder. It depends who's on, obviously, but, you know, we have, I think, you know, we're still a baby pretty much out there, but this baby is growing very big, man, and it's very hungry and very aggressive, and it knows where it wants to go, and that's why at some point in the near future we will be the biggest one out there. There isn't anybody that's going to top here. I got news for you. You might want to go out and listen to see what other people are. And I get this from people all the time. They're like, but we always come back and listen to you, because this is what I get mainly. And I don't want this to be a big show about me. But, you know, I get this from a lot of people. They say, we love to listen to what you're lifting, you know, what you're dabbling in. You know, you're not afraid to tell if you fell on your face or you hit a home run. But the thing mainly people really like here is they love the idea. They like that New York accent, the tough sound that's always coming out of here. And I get that from so many people. And I'm like, well, whatever it is, we're just glad you're on board and part of the family. And that's what I've constructed here. I have constructed a family here now. And that's what I've always wanted to do. So take it away. Comment on anything.
No, again, you're doing a great job.
Thank
you're doing
you.
Something really important for the industry.
Yep.
Apart from anything else, you know, something I like to say is you have to sift through the dirt to find the gold, you know.
Yeah.
So
yep.
never worry about those folk that come and go.
Yep.
Eric, just you be extremely happy and confident in what you're doing, because you've got some awesome guests.
Thanks.
Sounds like you've got the right people with you now. I was looking through your stuff and with the Winner's Circle and you know, that kind of thing, and it's all looking really spot on.
Thank you. Well, that's Kelly Johnson. She does all the web work here.
She does all the web work.
She does
a good job.
Thank you. She's another person at Motivation influenced her. She's a school teacher out in Iowa, but she listened to the show for over 2 years, and, you know, I'm always saying never be afraid to be an entrepreneur or go after your dreams, and that was just what she did. She created her own blogging. Now she's starting to do work through the show with people that have been on the show, and she's officially doing all my stuff, and she's the best person I've ever had in here. And I put a thing up yesterday because that finding web people is the hardest thing you're ever going to do, and finding good ones is even harder that don't rip you off, and that's where I've gotten killed. And she's the best. You talk about somebody that gets back to you promptly, that does exceptional work, and I've never met anybody doing web work or anything like that that's got her level of dedication. She loves the show. She feels that this is really what spurred her on to doing what she's doing now. And now she's turning in this into a little business on the side. And I hope in the next few years she makes so much money she can get out of teaching and do what she really loves to do fully. I mean, that's what this is all about. It's living your passion. It's no matter what happens to you, you have that mental mindset where, you know, I always say here, Douglas, the only thing that's going to stop me from living this through, because my intentions always are, and people will always have something critical to say about it, but I didn't start one company, I started two, and I want both companies to be multi-million dollar companies, because I feel with that style of living, I can help multiple people and build this empire to the point where, you know, I think, in my opinion, fitness, the word quote-unquote exercise, are in ashes, it's in ruins. We don't care about that. What we talk about here is strength. And you can put everything together, whether it's muscular strength, enduring strength. But my whole thing is this, as like it says on the Winner's Circle, you know, we're here to demolish old age. And you said you hit it right on the money with that gentleman that was in poor shape, a guy that had the ability, but maybe he didn't know it, and you needed to bring it out of it. It's the same way with the stones and sandbags. I mean, we've influenced so many people right now. You know, it started with my nephew Danny, an 8 and a 12 pounder. I put it out there. Now people, I'm getting video from them. You know, whether it's Charlie Oliphant's son lifting little Atlas stones, or other people associated with the show, you know, 3-year-olds, 5-year-olds carrying stones. It makes me feel great to know that whether they do this the rest of their life, we are building children that are going to be good leaders and responsible adults in a decade and a half or so, okay, or maybe a little earlier. This is what it's all about. This is what's lacking with all this phony, you know, fitness and all this other crap. It's all phony. It's all doctored up video. You know, the majority of people that you see there are paid models or ex-jocks or whatever. This will not relate to people that are in a real quandary of their life where, you know, they can't get up off a couch, or they can't bend over to tie a shoe, or they just feel like crap every day. They want to change, but they don't know how to change, because here's what I say, and I'll get right to you. What you don't want to happen is you don't feel well, you go to a doctor, and they tell you you got 90 days to live, all right? Head it off, and I know any of us can be taken at any time in life. That is the way life is. But if you got the opportunity to live 150 years, by God, do it. Go ahead, take it.
Well, that's excellent. That's a couple of things that I'd been wanting to talk about anyway. You've just hit them on the head. You brought them up beautifully there, Eric.
Thank you.
The never say die attitude. You've got, for me, I kind of look at two ends of the spectrum. Certainly, beginning of life and later in life towards end of life, actually, I can use. For instance, I have an 87-year-old client who I'm going to be seeing today.
Awesome.
You know, and she is, Eric, man, like they hacked. They've done two operations on her hip. First, they put in a hip that was too big.
Yep.
Which she discovered when she was on holiday somewhere, and she got an x-ray for her shoulder. And she just says, can you do my hip as well? And they've
put
her like that. It's too big for your body. So they replaced it, and they shaved an inch too much off of her femur. So she's been, and this was 17 years ago, you know, and just simple things like, I'm like, did they mention anything about scoliosis when it happened? No. I'm like, right, so they didn't say you were going to end up with scoliosis of the spine and talk about measures to prevent it and retraining your gait. So I'm basically retraining my walk. The poor woman, you know, and she's 87, so she's just kind of now finding out the control she can have over her own health.
Yeah.
So she's dealing with a lot. She's had to deal with a lot of psychological issues. Number one being as pissed off, if not more pissed off than me, that she has not been educated in these things. Yep. Even her husband's standing there and he's like, you know, just never thought of that. I never thought of that. You know, I never thought of, you know, the just practicing brushing my teeth with my left hand just to kind of bring it up to par so cognitively it functions better. And just really simple things.
Yeah.
Again, I'm having to train her to walk, to retrain her to walk. It's insane. So the problem being, and coming back to you're talking about the children lifting the stones and stuff like that, it's I said earlier, it's the mentality, the never say die mentality starts very early.
Yeah.
You know, the opposing mentality to that starts very early.
Yep.
I suppose is more the point I'm trying to make. So it's about combating that. And again, we can talk about connecting with movement. So stones, I mean, especially since I started lifting them, my younger clients, they lift them at least once a week.
That's awesome,
yeah,
dude.
I've got like a 15-year-old and a 16-year-old, and I'm going to get some smaller stones for the younger kids as well.
Yeah.
Because they're so, especially for the younger kids, because of the safety aspect, it's not just, right, go pick up a stone.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to teach them how to do it safely. Without,
yeah.
So you're teaching them a certain amount of self-control, discipline. There's a whole lot of stuff that goes along with teaching these kids to exercise. It's very similar in approach to martial arts. In fact, the more I progress in life, the more I realise that the principles are the same for everything.
Oh yeah,
it's just one life principle, really. Again, and never say die. Being applied in the right way is part of that. So in young children, we can help them understand that, so that when they end up in a desk job in their mid-20s, they're not. Actually, you used the word earlier, Eric, and they don't feel guilty. That's what I say to them. I'm like, do not knock yourself for sitting at a desk for 8 hours a day.
Right.
You know, apart from anything else, I wouldn't do it. I never had it in me to do that. You know, you can take that whatever way you want. Some people can do it and they can earn good money. And, you know, more power to them. I'm not capable of doing that. I couldn't possibly function in that environment, which is why I never did it. It's not a case of somebody said to me, are you too good to do that or to stack shelves at Morrison's? I'm like, actually, no. I clean toilets, but the difference is I don't have you know, 100 really annoying people around me when I'm cleaning a toilet.
Yeah.
You know, before I got where I currently am, I started in a new area cleaning toilets in basically a leisure complex and schools. So, you know. But sorry, a wee bit off topic there. So
that's all right.
Getting back to the children and helping them to connect again with movement that isn't just competitive sport. Like here, football, soccer is extremely popular, but it's breaking children.
Yeah.
You know, it's breaking children. I recently, through my client, went to do some scouting work for his football team. So they took me to do a structural analysis of a guy, because my client had reported something about him, and the head scout was basically, oh, I've never seen that in a scout report before. So he told them about me, and this is a thing, I educated him, so he's actually able to apply this to other people, look at them and go, that's not quite right. So I saw it was the, and these kids are picked up about six and eight usually, and I'm looking at this one particular lad at 18 or 19, and just all the issues that are going on in his body are brutal. The incorrect application of never say die, he will just blitz through it, and then, you know, after a couple of months, he'll kind of cycle round and he'll feel not too bad, although, oh, I've still got that wee niggle here and there, but I'm okay. And then boom, and each time it cycles round, it's just going to get worse and worse until something breaks. Which is basically what I said in my structural analysis. I was like, he's you know, he's a really talented athlete, you can see that. But A, could probably get another 15% out of him, and B, at some point, I even pointed out where I thought the injury would occur, at some point, you know, this is going to break.
Well, you know something? Here's the thing, which is really nice. You're doing things with people. See, the education that you are showing and giving people is absolutely outstanding, because people just think, you know, we know from being in gyms all these years and witnessing things and seeing things that the idea with most people is one size fits all, and that's the furthest thing from anything you could ever envision in your life.
Yeah.
This is the rub with everything. You know, you wonder why people are dropping out, you know, wasting money, getting disillusioned mm-hmm. about everything, and see what you're mm-hmm. doing, and the great thing you're doing here and making it change is you're giving people education they never had before. And education, if you want to get smart, is paramount. See,
it starts with the truth. It starts with the truth, Eric, and some people don't like hearing the truth.
You're totally right. That there's a lot of that. And you know what? I think I'm going to speak for me, but I'm going to ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the things with me is I'm not afraid, and I do it in a professional manner, but with a lot of tough love, is I'm not afraid to say things to people that is going to maybe twist them up a little bit. And see, that's what you're talking about here, that honesty. And sometimes they don't want to hear the truth. And, you know, whether they stay with me or they walk away, that is entirely their decision. But you know something? Mm-hmm. The ones that are patting you on the behind and telling you how great you are, and then they're walking away snickering to themselves because they know damn well there's nothing they can do for you. They could put you through the same circuit of machines. They could put you on the treadmill with a damn stupid TV playing in your face. And guess what? They'll come over to you, and you're just going to say to them whether you are or you aren't, "How you feeling today?" "Oh, great. You know, better than... Oh, yeah, you look thinner to me." You know what? After about a week or two of that, guess what? They're in the junk pile just like everybody else, man. So... And I'll give it right to you. I think the honesty and obviously the example you show people is going to take them much further than telling them how good they look when you know damn well it ain't happening. And number two, this is where you're destroying people's psyche too. Because you know something, Douglas? You know, being a guy that trains alone a lot, and I've said this on multiple shows where – you know, I've gotten most of my education probably the hard way with all that stuff. But, you know, then I'll have people come over and say, "How the hell did you ever think of this?" Or, "How did you ever learn this?" Or whatever. I'm not saying I don't read voraciously old books and anything about business. You know, I love all that stuff. But here's what I try to tell people. Take the information you've read, listened to, or gone and seen people with and make it your own. Apply it the way you want to run it, the way you want to use it, and the way you want to gain, grow, whatever it is you want to do from it, and do it. And that's how I feel I've become very successful, because I don't have one model here. I probably got 100 models here, and I'm talking on myself. Now, when I can bring that to people like I did with the Winner's Circle and give them that knowledge, all right, and take it and break it down where it's a half an hour where you can digest the whole thing, and then obviously put out new stuff, or if someone needs a video or they need to talk to me about it, I can do it. Why? Because I've had to live it alone more than ever, and I'll say this to the day I die. I think if you have the mentality and the wherewithal, when you train alone, it will make you the best human being you could ever imagine. Go ahead, take it. I said a lot there, but answer anything you want, please.
The main point, you're right, you're a shining example of a point that I was wanting to make anyway. As I said to my friend, one I was up lifting weights with that I mentioned earlier on. He's not just a friend, he's like a brother, you know.
Yeah,
took him under my wing at a very young age, new to the town and stuff like that. Great, great, great friend. But I told him, because he is one of those guys that can do the call centre thing. He's earning decent money and stuff like that, but there's an emptiness.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's an emptiness. And I said to him, you know, I was like, mate, and I didn't even specify anything like training, because actually he dropped the pebble in my pond to kind of start me off on my professional journey. I've told him this. It was him that suggested that I go and study to be a professional.
Yeah.
They've been training people for years. But what I told him, and I just kept it simple and I kept it at that for now, was, James, if you have a passion, if you know what your passion, if you know what your passion is, what you love to do, I was like, regardless of what work you do, I was like, you have a duty to share that. It is your duty as a human being to share that with the world.
Yeah.
Understand that, and you'll enjoy your life a lot more. Find whatever it is, even if it's training, which he is very, very into, then start just by when you're at the gym, offering a bit of smile, and a bit of help to someone, as long as you're confident in what you're teaching.
Yeah.
And you're a good, he's a good motivator, he's a good trainer, he's trained with me many years and other pretty knowledgeable people as well. So he does know what he's talking about. So the important part is that you act upon that. Now, you is a great example. Just handy to have you as an example.
Yeah, yeah.
You've done that. You've pursued your passion,
yep.
You know, be it alone in your back garden or whatever it is.
Yep.
And then at some point, because of that, your passion's built and it's built and you've got more involved with it and you've got deeper into the whole aspect of that whole aspect of your life. You've then, being you, put your boots on and jumped in 2 feet first,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
and
yeah.
You've really gone for it.
Thanks.
And that is touches on what I've said before, and I'm not that mad keen about the word entrepreneur. It's very, very buzzword for me.
Sure.
I've got a bit of an allergy to things that I see as buzzwords that put too much of a shiny coating on what is just really someone that needs to share what they love to do.
Yeah.
And then, like yourself, you know, start like that, and then one day, you know, that will build and gain momentum, but
yeah.
You have to act upon it. It's like a post I put up ages ago about motivation. You know, don't seek others for motivation. It begins inside. You have the will. And you just have to act. And when you act upon that, that's what creates the motivation, not someone posting a meme on. You know, that goes within 2 hours or something like that. It doesn't stay with you.
No.
What stays with you is and internal will, externally projected.
You know,
then that'll create emotion. As I used to say with folk that wanted to run, I was like, if you want to run, the best motivation is to put one foot in front of the other.
Yep.
Start with 1 foot in front of the other, maybe you'll then start running.
Yeah. Well, I
hate running. That's how I used to do it. I hate running. I only run when I'm late, Eric.
but you know what it is? Yeah, but the thing is, you went and did it. And see, I think, too, when people face, you know, a dynamic personality like yourself, or something very magnetic. I think it scares a lot of people, though, initially, because they're like, where did these guys drop off from? Because I've never met people like this. And that is your passion. But you know what the thing is? I think, and you're right, I've said this from the beginning, too, I feel a responsibility with this show to bring in as many people as we possibly can touch here and to get more and more.
That's what I should have said there.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt you.
No, that's all right.
What I should have said there is look now what you're doing with the show.
Yep.
I mean, like, just me and Martin as an example, I'm hoping that for Martin, like I said to Martin, I was that, and touching on what we were just saying, is that, you know, you have a passion, it's your duty to share it with the world. And also,
yes,
I believe that people should be able to, I said it to Martin, I was like, in my opinion, everybody should be able to make a bit of coin off of doing what they love.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
So I'm really happy and very proud to be hosting them for the first time, and hopefully we can kick something off.
I think the
work you're doing is not just your passion anymore, Eric.
No.
It's not just yours anymore. It's all of ours. So
it's
you need to keep going. No stopping allowed.
and I agree with it. That we've got an opportunity here, even though you're on the other side of the world, where, you know, now you can link to people, and you can, you know, have links to websites, and I can do shows and have, you know. I don't know. Are you same time wise as Martin?
Yeah. He's just, I mean, he's the other side of the country.
Okay.
Which is the ironic thing, you are the other side of the world, connecting us on the other side of the country.
Right. You know what?
But same time zone. Yep.
Okay. You know what we might have to do? I'll have to, or you can contact him, and I will too. Maybe on some Saturday afternoon, because I've done shows with him. If you've got time, if we can schedule something, we could do a 3-way call.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
That would be great. Yeah, I mean, that would be dynamite. We can start drawing that up. The whole point of the matter is here, we've got an opportunity to really spread some great stuff here. I know there's a lot of genres out there, but I got news for you. The Stones, the Sandbags, I know that you're into other things than I am, and I got it. But that can always be incorporated. But I just feel for the money for the time to be outside and build that external energy too like that. I just feel these two implements alone, when set up correctly, when built for thinking with children all the way up through, I think that is incredible. Because I'll tell you something that I've announced it a little bit. We had it up, but it's down until the winter circle starts smoking off, which it should this week. We have a product called Etched in Stone, and that's where this all comes from, where I do multiple sandbag routines that have worked for people that have knocked lots of body fat off them. And we have an Etched in Stone for women, and wait till you see what I've got for kids that should be coming out by the end of the summer. I've never seen anything like this, and this could take this show national if it hits viral. Yeah, I'm not kidding you. It's that friggin' big. It's just I have to wait on a few things, and that's monetary gains right now to do what I want to do with this, because it's very expensive what I'm going to get into. At that point, I'm also pushing whether we get on with a radio station that's known. That could be potential. But we will, within the next 3 years, if not sooner, this will be a national radio show. There's no doubt. No doubt. So that's pretty much what burns in my skull all the time. And I want this place eventually, if it's not now, to be the only place you really want to go to, where, you know, the best people will always be here like we have now, and we'll grow it. So if someone wants to contact you, they'll see that you're on the show, or they'll go out and read who are some of the people on the show and say, hey, I always wanted to talk to Douglas. Bang, there you go. They contact you. I just want it to be a big repository of the best of the best of the best out there. As I always say, we're not ordinary. We're extraordinary. And I know we can build this show to millions of listeners down the road. Period. That's the biggest goal. It's a very exciting goal, and most people will say to me, well, geez, aren't you thinking a little bit too big, because that might not ever happen? I say to them, it will happen, and those things don't enter into my mind. So, see, my mindset is so off to people that most of them have no understanding of what I want to do, what I want to do with my guests, my family, all that. And this is where we separate here. This is why, all right, you know, they're happy. They have a 9-to-5-er. They're making relatively good money. They get to sit on their ass in a cubicle all day. They probably hate their work, hate their job. But they get to go home at night, and however they live is how they live. Me, on the other hand, I don't think that there's anything wrong with that, if that's your goal. But my goal far, 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 far exceeds any of that stuff. And I did that for years and made good, good money in IT. But I know there's no going back to any of those lives anymore. It's over. It's buried. It's gone. It served me at the time very well. But I have found now what I love and will do to the day I'm dead. You know, as I always say, only an act of God's going to kill me from doing this. So, look, we're right at time. You know, summarize anything you like, Douglas. Take your time. Give out any information you want. I will give mine. And we'll set up for next month, please.
Cool. Once again, thanks a lot for having me on, Eric. It's a pleasure, as always, to speak with an enlightened soul such as yourself.
Thank you, man.
To anyone that happens to be listening to me, you know, like, go out and check out the rest of this podcast, because what Eric's been saying is 100% true. There is very few places on earth that you're going to get the collective knowledge that is on this show. It is absolutely phenomenal, even when you don't know the names and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Anyone wants to feel free to ask me or anyone else about them, but really just phenomenal information and knowledge and experience on this show, with a consistent theme of, like you say, strength.
Yeah.
You know, so that's really important, first of all. So, guys, get on it if you're listening to me. Why are you listening to me? There's guys out there like Bill Hinburn and Paul and,
and
Steven Santiago and all, you know, all these amazing, amazing people on here, just to name a few. Steve, the list goes on and on. There's no point in rounding them off.
I don't want to interrupt you, but I got to tell you something quick about Steven Santangelo. It's hilarious.
He's on Facebook, I think.
He's awesome. Here's the funniest thing. You know, he's got a big organic farm down in Kentucky, and this guy has got to be obviously one of the most intelligent people I could talk to. I've talked to him on off days for 3 hours. We've talked before about everything, and I'll just make it quick. He gets so fired up to come on these shows, his wife Lori will tell him, "You better go downstairs and sit for a while." That's how much, you know, that's how much he loves coming on here. And, you know, like yourself, like Steven and so many others on here, you know, it's a real privilege for me to have you all on, too, because, you know, I've said this before, and I'm dead serious. I can't do these shows without you. I mean, I can do singular shows that do very well, but I enjoy the back and forth, the ideas, the verbiage, the future, all the things we need to be looking at now. We don't need to be looking at, we hate our job, and it's Monday morning, and I hate going in there. We don't need to be doing that, folks. What you need to be doing, construct a life for yourself. But that's enough of that. Go ahead, take it away. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that was perfect. That was perfect. You just segued me into my second part anyway, Eric Beautiful, which is just to recap on the correct form of a never say die attitude. And you just hit the nail right in the head of what I was going to say, which is it doesn't matter. You know, you might be working a 9-to-5. Don't beat yourself up about that. You know, you're doing, essentially, you know, you're doing something I wasn't willing to do. I worked a 9-to-5 and everything, but say the desk job thing. People shouldn't be beating themselves up about that. Accept that as a part of your life and a constructive part of your life, but just look to do other things as well. Your first goal should be to find what you love to do and in some way do it.
Yeah.
You know, if you're just writing a poem every night, my God, just like do it. Just do it.
Yeah.
You know, that's where the never say die attitude will start is right there. And if you can hold on to that and understand that with a little bit of passion, you can live happier. You don't have to be decrepit. You don't have to go through life in pain just because you work at a desk or just because you dig holes every day. This is what understanding what health and fitness is about. It's about allowing you to live the most comfortable life you can for as long as you can.
Yep.
You don't have to get to 87 and be in tatters and think that's the end of the road. And Veronica's just sort of waking up to almost another phase of her life now at 87. I'm glad to say. But we get it bred in us from a very young age. We need to understand that you don't just get born, grab a job, get old, or have kids, get married, whatever your preference is, and die. You know, that's not what it's about. You know, find what you love to do, do it. And don't allow yourself to be beaten down physically and mentally by modern living. It's very much designed that way, but it doesn't have to be that way. And that's one of the main things that we try to do at our places is deliver the mental and the physical aspects that people require to continue through their life, doing whatever they do.
Yeah, I totally agree. You got anything else, my friend?
If anyone from Scotland or the UK is listening, we do have, as we mentioned, the workshop with Martin Janzik on the 24th of June. It's going to be, I'm pretty sure, the first of its kind, so it's going to be a really good day, really, really fun day, hopefully all outdoors as well.
Yeah.
Nice weather and stuff like that, touch wood.
Yeah.
Don't want to jinx it.
You know what you ought to do? I can send Martin a note. And maybe you could, too. Maybe we get you guys on before you do that. We'll publicize it through the show.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Because the show goes all over the world. It's not just in the United States, obviously, but it might give some people some maybe that you've never met to come and check this out and all that. Yeah, what day was that? June what, my friend? June 24th?
Saturday the 24th of June.
Yeah, okay.
Got a couple of folk that certainly I've never met coming to it, which is good. So that's
okay,
a bonus.
All right. I'll send Martin a note after the show, and if you want to, that'd be good, too. We can see if we can get a three-way call up before that, and we can get you some publicity, all right?
Yep,
we'll get you
that's
some more.
Ideal.
Okay.
The other thing I would quickly like to mention is also in August, we have, again, for anyone in the UK or if anyone wants to travel from abroad, if it is worth it, we still have a couple of spaces open for our iFlows certification, which is Paul Fire Power Graves, phenomenal movement system. It was one of the things that helped to change my perspective on how I view movement. One of the most significant things. I talk about the iFlows mentality, which I've told Polly quite likes it, but I thought it's a mentality in a way, looking at your movement. And so even if you're not looking to go out and teach or coach, the money you spend on this will give you just one of the most phenomenal movement and health educations that you're ever likely to get. And I've been through a few courses.
Yeah, Paul's an awesome guy, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, he really is. It really is. We met through Facebook, and I've never looked back since. You know,
yeah,
it's just great to find these guys that thought the same and to a degree moved the same.
Yeah, and you know something else, Douglas, I'll tell you right now. I don't know if people realize this yet. I mean, you and I have touched upon this through the show here. Do you realize what we're all doing now together? Even though we're spread all over the world, we're starting to put more and more things together with each other. Who knows? That's why I said the excitement of this is phenomenal to me, to think that, who knows? I mean, a year from now, who knows what the hell we're going to be into? You know, I mean, you know, people are like, well, you don't know. Yeah, I do know, because I know the flow of what's happening to me and everybody else with this show. Things are happening, whether you can see them or not, constantly around you, and what you're putting out to the universe is coming to you, whether you believe it or not, believe me. So,
yeah,
you know, that's
absolutely.
That's the thing. I interrupted you again. What else would you...
No, we're all good. Interruptions
okay.
are all,
okay.
always welcome from your cell, Eric.
Okay.
And you say there, like, what we're doing here. And yeah, that's super important, because coming back to the other thing I talked about, which is one of the biggest deficiencies in society, which is illumination of consciousness. And a big part of that is a unified way of thinking, so to speak. Not a hive mind,
right?
But where people are all on a similar level, and on a good one, as in not naming the Kardashians level, as in like being switched on to, yeah, I know, it's always, who doesn't use the Kardashians? That's how bad it is. It's the first example that comes to head, and I don't even watch that crap, man.
No, it's all crap.
The first example that comes to head is Kardashians. That's how bad it is, though. It's the first example that will come to head is Kardashians.
Yeah.
I don't consciously select that. That just pops into my brain straight away when I think about it. So that tells you everything you need to know. So we need to have more and more people that, A, get together. Like ourselves, that already understand these things and have the knowledge and are willing to share that knowledge. And then slowly, again, like a pebble in a pond, that ripple spreads out and a greater level of consciousness begins to arise. And what a much better world we live in when we have that, you know. I'm not going to go down this rabbit hole just now, but the likes of, ancient Egypt, one of the reasons they were so successful so quickly for so long was a large-scale elevated consciousness, understanding more about the world around them, the truths.
That's when
and
you
not
should
not
right.
dumb down like
right.
crap.
Right, you should be spending your time developing yourself, not going to the lowest common denominator, which has happened here. So, look at next year. I hope I'll talk to you and Martin and Charlie. You know, I would really like to set up a trip where if we can get everybody on board at the same time.
Yes,
we'll do it through a show, and we'll go to some of the most phenomenal stone lifting territory. Especially everybody knows about me talking with Husafell in Iceland. You know, maybe that's where, you know, I've got enough knowledge, and you guys over on the other side do, where we can make it real easy to fly in, obviously, where to go, where to stay, you know, and plan a trip. Can you imagine that? That will be a voyage of a lifetime, man. So that stuff, you know, that stuff maybe we look at next year, you know, and obviously with all the film and the stuff you're doing with Martin in June, it's amazing thing. So anything else, my friend?
Listen, the list is endless, Eric. The list is endless of things. but I think what we'll do is I think we've summarized
and
said the points we needed to say really quite concisely today. I'm really happy with the conversation.
Absolutely.
It's been awesome. So I'll just sum up on that. And of course, I'll say if anyone wants any advice, especially on what we've been talking about in this podcast, because it's such a big focus for me right now, is instilling this that specific mentality for people that work desk jobs and 9 to 5s and stuff like that. switching on and waking them up.
Yeah,
allowing
absolutely.
Them to take it away from the gym. So if anyone's got any questions, please, please, please just message me. Best way to do it is on Facebook. I'm terrible with emails. So, you know, get me on Facebook or Instagram or anywhere like that. Douglas Graham. You'll find me no problem with a big mace on my shoulder.
Oh, yeah. And
also check out our page, Origin Arts. That would be Origin Arts and Largs. Otherwise, you get the tattoo shop. There's loads of cool video and useful information and interactions going on there. And you can also message me through the page too if you prefer to do it that way. So, yeah, always happy to help.
Okay.
Got the two good. Workshops, they're kind of main things. I'm still hopefully going to be launching the Mace website. I want to get that tidied up in the next couple of weeks and really go for that and get that my custom Maces moving,
nice.
Hopefully.
Nice.
That would
nice.
Be good. Yeah, yeah. Let's see, they're a little labour of love that I would like to make a little bit of money off of. So,
hey, why not?
Let's see how we got on. Hell yeah. Well, like what... I said earlier, anything that people are passionate about and enjoy doing, I think they should be able to make a bit of coin off it. You know?
I think they should make a big coin and really enjoy the freedom of their hard work and success, and that's what it's all about. We got anything else, my friend?
No, we'll leave it at that for now, Eric. I'll let you get away, and I'll
get
on to my clients for the
day. Well, just hang on a minute. I just got to do the end of the show.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I'll be right with you. This is Motivation Muscle Streaming Radio 24/7. Go out to Fiorella Barbell Co. As I said, go out and look at the winner's circle. By far, 12 modules that will set your life up and change you forever. And if you're really interested in building true strength that will last you the rest of your life, those 12 will do that. And as I said, we are going to be adding more and more and more. And eventually that's going to even bleed into our new product called Video Vault. That's all coming. That's out there. You can get on board. It's all ready to go. You can purchase it, and we will work with you any way you need help. So go out there, FiorellaBarbellCo.com, and look at Winner's Circle. Also, too, go out to MotivationAndMuscle.com/category/podcast. As I said, we have Douglas. You know he's on with us today. Go out and just look at the recent stuff we have done together, and we will be doing many more projects down the road. It's all there, all 680 podcasts to date, and they're going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. Also, too, MotivationMuscle.com, Stitcher.com, obviously, Apple. You can get the shows all out there. They're all over the place, all of them. Check those out. And obviously, we get 5-star reviews on all those sites, and we appreciate that. And keep up the work, please. Also, if you want to get us in your car, AHA Directory, that's AHA. Any of the new cars have the capability to do that. Check that out. You can have Motivation running 24/7 in your ears, and there isn't much better than that. Also, too, if there's a show you'd like Douglas and I to do, Fiorello Barbell at NICAP.R.com. If for any reason you have trouble getting a hold of Douglas, I will forward anything that you send to me to Douglas, and you can then get in touch with him, or he'll get in touch with you, and you can take it from there. If you meet somebody, obviously, in the concrete jungle or the gym, 5 words can change their life, and don't forget that. As my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone. That might be all they get for that day. Also, if you're going to lift it like I am, I'll be out there within an hour and a half. Lift it, bend it, break it, twist it, squat it, pull it, press it. If you're going to lift stones, turn them into dust. And the great Hoosa Steel Crusher Stone says in blood red domination, we are domination. We clear cut the path. We don't follow anyone's. Dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. No one will ever clip our balls. And as Russell Fur says, who's been listening to Eminem from the beginning, when I hear your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. We will say that, my friend, for the next 30 years. Frank Klein, my greatest marketing business college professor. Repetition, repetition, repetition. My father, be a leader, not a follower. Be a leader, not a follower. John Ridge, my chiropractor, who was like a father figure to me, who we've lost almost 3 years this summer. He'd walk every patient in the door and say, keep smiling. I dare you say that to yourself and not smile. John, my father, Frank, my brother Jimmy, you're always in my heart and always in my head every day, and I look forward to meeting you all again, but it's going to be a long time, unfortunately. Also, too, be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. Tell 100 or more of your friends we're coming, because we're not going to knock on your door. We'll put our foot through it. Join the family. Join our revolution. I'm telling you right now, you wait and see the next year from now what it's going to be like. Also, too, as I always say, Les Brown says you'll have greatness in you. We'll take it two steps further. We believe in you, and we got your back, and you're extraordinary, not ordinary. Douglas, thanks for being on, my friend. It's always an honor, sir.
Okay. Aye, that's always a pleasure to be on here. I particularly enjoyed today.
Well, we'll get you back. We'll get you
back
very soon.
Set me up beautifully for the rest of my week.
That's great, man. I'm glad to do that. And we will have you on shortly, and I will reach out to Martin and see if we can get something going before June 24th. So, everybody,
that'd be brilliant.
That'd be awesome. So, for Douglas Graham, this is Eric Fiorello. This show will be up in 5 days. I'm getting caught up. We've got a very busy week with the business and all the podcasts and making it go. But don't forget this. I'm going to keep asking. We want to raise $1,000 every month minimum. If you'd like to give to the show, and this show's given to so many people, go out to my PayPal account, FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.RR.com. We have over 21,000 downloads. If I got a dollar, we would be financially set for quite a while we're doing everything, but I would appreciate anything that you could give us. So have a great week, everybody, and we will talk to you soon, and thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.